Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Mind Movement Health Podcast.
Hi, I'm Kate Boyle.
Welcome to the Mind Movement Health Podcast. And today we're going to be chatting about
each week,
routines.
I'll be bringing you health information
how we can
from diet and lifestyle to movement and nutrition. My aim
now,
is to bring you bite-sized
year,
pieces of information that you can instigate into your everyday life
to change your health. They've just headed back here in the Southern Hemisphere in Australia. Summer holidays have come to a close, which is such a shame, but we're all kind of now finally getting back into the swing of a routine. Now, this is a great time of the year to sort of reassess some of your routines. Maybe you've already got some. Maybe you'd like to see if, you know, you can work on changing some of them, because maybe some of them just don't work for you anymore. Well, today we're going to be diving in, and I'm going to share some of the things we can do just to help simplify routines and to really hone them down so we can get the most out of them. So why do we want to simplify our routines? Well, the easier they are, the more likely we're going to follow through with them. And therefore, if we're following through with them, we're going to see better results as well. Now, if you don't have any routines, but maybe you're thinking about starting one or starting some, then I hope this episode can give you some great ideas on where to start and some simple ways, but also effective routines that will help you to reach your goals that you might have. So first off, let's think about a routine that you might have. It could be your morning routine. It could be your workout routine, maybe your sleep or your food prep routine. Whatever it is, there are always ways we can improve to get better results. Now, I first want to chat about your workout routine. And what I mean by that is, what do you actually do to get ready to prepare and follow through on working out or moving your body? Now, a few tips to simplify your workout routine. For me, this is one that really does work, is getting my workout clothes ready the night before. Now, you might think that this is a little bit over the top, but this is something I do generally on a nightly basis. So I'm a morning workout person. I wake up in the morning, I'm kind of one of those people that's ready to go. And I know if I work out in the morning, then I'll actually fit my workout in for the day. You know, once the kids get up and, you know, we're getting ready for school and stuff comes up with work, sometimes I just can't fit it in. So what I like to do is to get my clothes out ready the night before. Now, this is for a few reasons. One, it helps to clear my head before I go to bed, as I've got everything ready to go. I know what I'm doing in the morning. I know what I'm wearing. And so it's less decisions for me to have to make when I wake up. It also means I make a lot less noise. So I don't know about you guys, if you have a partner that sleeps in the room with you, like my husband, okay, he doesn't love getting woken up when I'm rifling around in my drawers, trying to find clothes and all the rest of it. So if I can just get them ready and pop them in the bathroom, then I can just be a lot quieter, make a lot less noise, and he gets a better night's sleep, which, you know, is better for everybody. We're both in a better mood. I also wake up and I don't have to think about, well, what am I going to do? Can I fit a workout in? You know, am I going to be too noisy getting stuff out? Maybe I won't do it, or maybe I won't go at all and don't follow through. It just ends up being a no-brainer. I don't have to waste time trying to make decisions about what I'm going to wear and, you know, what workout I'm going to do and if I'm going to do it. I just literally get up and I know what I'm doing straight away. So touching on, you know, a few things there was talking about making decisions. Touching on decision fatigue, it is a real thing and it does actually exist. Now, if you're thinking, what is decision fatigue and how does it relate to this? Well, it's a concept that the more decisions that we need to make, the more brain power we actually use, and we will run out of that brain power essentially, okay, when we break it down. So this can negatively affect our concentration, okay, our ability to complete difficult tasks, and it can also contribute to being less motivated and making poor or irrational decisions if we get tired. So if we have a day where we have to make lots and lots of decisions, and I'm sure you felt this before, you feel really worn out, tired, and you just, you know, you end up just going, oh, I'll just run with that, because you just can't be bothered anymore making another decision. And that's decision fatigue. So the best thing we can do to help overcome decision fatigue is to reduce the number of decisions that we need to make throughout the day. And a great way to do this is streamlining our routines. Now, another great tip I like to do to help streamline my routines is to have a regular bedtime and a regular wake-up time. I find having this rhythm, my body performs better, okay? I definitely sleep better. I have better and improved concentration throughout the day. I just feel more alert and, you know, having that rhythm just feels really good for my routines, okay, and my body in general. Now, we're all going to have a day here and there where we tend to, you know, sleep in later or, you know, we have to get up earlier because we've got something on. But generally, if we can stick to a regular bedtime and wake up time, it can help maintain our body's internal clock, which will also help us fall asleep, as I said, more easily, but also wake up more easily as well. This will also have a flow-on effect to your mood, your concentration levels, your efficiency throughout the day. So having that sort of regular cycle can be really beneficial. Now, some easy tips I have to help with keeping that sort of regular sleep-wake cycle is to obviously, one, pick a regular, you know, bedtime and pick a regular wake-up time, but make sure those times are giving you a good 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night, because the research shows that that's the optimal amount of sleep that we need to perform at our best. We also want to avoid caffeine and alcohol too close to bedtime. Okay, they act like a stimulant, or they are a stimulant, so they will keep you awake, which is going to prevent you from going to bed at your ideal time. And then we also want to avoid activities like intense exercise or having a really big or heavy meal close to bedtime as well, because they will disrupt your sleep. You can try to ensure too that your bedroom is nice and cool and quiet, and maybe even creating a regular bedtime routine that prepares your body for sleep can be really helpful as well. Now for me, it's reading a book. My body just knows now that when I start reading, it's time for sleep. So it is really great for helping me go to sleep at night. I usually only have to read a few pages. And then, you know, when you've read that page and you sort of go back and you think, I just didn't take any of that in, I know that, you know, my body's ready for sleep. So creating either simple routines or rituals, maybe it's having a bath, maybe it's doing some stretches, whatever would suit you and your routine that helps to cue your body that this is bedtime is going to help you fall asleep as well. Now, another routine that's really great to simplify is your breakfast or your lunch routine. Now, these two meals are the ones that we can often skip, okay, or we have to get out while we're on the run. So maybe we're running some errands and we just have to grab something while we're out and about. So deciding what we're going to eat and having it on hand for the week can really set you up to stay healthy. So making sure that you're really eating well, looking after your health, but again, it's going to help reduce that decision fatigue. Now, I know this may sound like a really simple thing to do, but it can really make a big difference for your health, your mood, and even the food you eat is going to affect your concentration, okay? It's going to affect your energy levels, and so that's going to have that big flow-on effect as well. I love having some leftovers in the fridge ready to go for my binge week lunches, okay? Maybe I've picked a few things up at the supermarket, so I've got salad ingredients ready to make, or I might have even roasted some veggies on the weekend so I can have that with some either shredded chicken or tuna or an egg or something too, just so that I know that I'm set up and ready to go for the week. I do definitely, when I'm having that nourishing meal during the week for my lunch, I know that I'm more productive. I definitely waste less time and I feel a lot happier and calmer too because I know that I'm really nourishing my body really well. I also love doing this with breakfast. I think breakfast is another meal that, again, seems really simple, but a lot of us either we don't have time to make it, we just grab something quick off the shelf or a piece of toast, you know, that we can just quickly make and have because we think, oh, I'm really not that hungry. It's probably not going to make much of a difference. But fueling yourself really well from the start of the day is going to be a game changer. Now, whether or not you want to make a batch of muesli or you just want to make sure that you've bought it on the weekend so that you don't run out and you've got it on hand, or maybe you can even whip up some chia puddings. It really is super simple. They take just a couple of minutes to make. You definitely don't need to be a great cook, and they are packed full of your omega-3s, okay, fiber, magnesium, so many great nutrients that are going to help you stay alert and active throughout the day. So I'll definitely link up my chia pudding recipe in the show notes. So if you want to check that out, definitely download that, because it is a really quick and easy but healthy breakfast to have on hand. Now, all of these small tweaks help with streamlining, they help with your decision fatigue, and they just help you with being organized and more productive. I love that this gives you more time back to do other things, okay? Maybe it's just to take a bit of time out, but if things are prepped and ready to go, it can just help simplify your day. Now, my last tip is to use your diary or your calendar or some way to sort and track your appointments. And I know I've chatted about this before, and I even spoke about it in last week's podcast about my easy health hacks. Now, again, this may seem like a no-brainer, but rather than just putting, you know, the appointments and tracking them in your head, make sure that you block out that time, okay? Pop it in your diary, pop it in your planner. Really simplify your day by having everything on track, having your workouts planned in. And if you have an electronic planner, like I know we do, okay, you can share that diary with your partner. So you guys are on the same page. You know what's coming up, okay? You know what's coming up for your family, and it just makes everything a lot easier to schedule in. Now, if you're wanting to streamline your workout routine, we do have our 5-day Pilates and Health Challenge coming up next week. It's starting on Monday, the 8th of February. So if you haven't joined us yet, make sure you head over to the show notes and sign up there. This challenge is totally free. It's my way to say thank you to you guys for being such awesome listeners. And I also want to help you put all these tips and tricks into practice. So the challenge, within the challenge, you will get free recipes, okay, really easy ones. There'll also be 5 days of Pilates videos sent to you, just 15 minutes a day, okay, really basic, no equipment required, but you'll be able to connect to your breath, you'll be able to de-stress, and you'll be able to build your strength and flexibility at the same time. So if you want to join us for that, because it will be such a great challenge, then definitely head over to those show notes and join us there today. Now, getting back to our routines, I want you to just sort of think about that maybe if you haven't had a routine, now may be the perfect time to create one. Research shows that having a daily routine can help us feel more in control. It can help us reduce our stress and anxiety levels, and it can give us back more time and help improve our performance. Now, my general morning routine for myself is to get up. I usually do some sort of a workout or movement session. So whether or not that's going for a walk or a run or doing a, you know, short Pilates workout of some sort, then I generally have a shower, I have some breakfast, and I'm helping do the lunches, okay, for the school and getting the girls ready to get off to school. So when you're designing your routine, you want to look at one, what is going to work for you and what can you fit into your day and will suit your lifestyle? And I want you to be really realistic about this. You know, really think about what your average day looks like, how you feel, and what you want to change. Okay. Do you want to feel less stress? Do you want to feel that you're stronger? Do you want to feel like, you know, there's less anxiety and that you feel really calm and connected to your body? So these goals that we want to have are going to reflect what routine we're going to create. Now, I know I see all these different people and I've listened to podcasts, you know, and they get asked about their morning routine. And, you know, I've heard someone say, you know, I get up at 4:30 in the morning and then I meditate and then I journal and then I do some stretching and, you know, I take 10 minutes to sit and really savor my coffee. Then I do a workout, then I do grounding in the garden and so on and so on. And it just seems to go on forever. It's hours of a routine. So This may work for some people, okay, but it's not going to work for everyone. And your routines don't have to be that long. They don't have to be complicated. As I said, for me, it's literally wake up. My main things are work out, eat a healthy breakfast, and then help my girls with school or a shower in there too. But it's quite simple. There's like four steps that I go through, and you know, that may take me an hour or an hour and a half all up by the time I add in helping with the girls. But for myself, the sheer, you know, say 20-minute workout, 20 minutes for a shower, and 15 minutes for breakfast, it's under an hour, okay? So they don't have to be hours and hours long. So think about what is really important to you. And I think it's good to think about as well that our routines can and will change depending on if you have younger or older kids, if you're working or retired. And we may also need to revise our routines because things change. Maybe your work hours have changed or you've gotten a new job. And so you need to just tweak those routines and see what works for you now. So totally be open about looking back at your routines, revising, think about what really works for you, and think about how you want to feel, and definitely channel and just work out your routines around that. Now, I hope some of this has sort of brought up thoughts about maybe you want to create a new routine. Hopefully, you'll be able to simplify your routines just so you can get the most out of them. But enjoy the routines that you've created too, because they're there for a reason. If we don't enjoy them, then we're probably not going to stick to them. But as we sort of said before, and even with, you know, COVID and everything like that, having a routine helps us feel like we're more in control. So it can definitely help with those anxiety levels and just sort of help you bring you back to that present moment as well. Okay, so I hope this episode has given you some great inspiration to have a think about some new routines, refining some older routines, and maybe looking at new ways to help simplify them. So as always, if you'd like to keep the conversation going, please head on over to my socials, reach out, share that you've been listening to the podcast, okay? Let me know what your favorite thing was from this week's episode. And I hope that if you haven't subscribed already, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review. I'm always super thankful for every review that comes through and to all you amazing listeners that tune in each and every week. All right. Well, have a fantastic week, everybody, and I'll see you again next week on the podcast.
Thanks for listening into the podcast. Please hit subscribe to be updated for each time we release a new podcast.